This is a Wait Don't Do It podcast with your girl Nunu Paris and Raffy. Make sure to join us monthly at El Rey for Reggaeton Brunch. You can follow at Reggaeton Brunch DC for more details. We'll see you there, baby sotas. Mwah.
Hello, hello from all over the world to the corners of DC. Welcome to Wait Don't Do It podcast.
Hey everyone, we are trying a new... Nunu is really investing a lot into the podcast. I want to first say that this podcast is sponsored by Nunu Paris Productions. It's so good to be back with the podcast because obviously we took a long overdue siesta and we have been talking about coming back for the longest time. Thank you for bearing with us. But now I hope it's very clear that we're taking this podcast seriously. And I think that we're both really zoned in to... What are the kids saying nowadays? I'm like glued in.
We're locked in, bros. And we're here to still be messy and still be with y'all. So welcome to episode 2 of season 8. And we want to remind you, this is Wait Don't Do It podcast, okay? We tell you what not to do. And this time, we are talking about rejection, okay? And not just rejection with your man, okay? Because Grindr sucks, I get it. But like rejection in the arts, career, nightlife, life in general, because we all go through it. But how do we process it? So this episode is for anyone who's ever been told no and had to figure out what to do next, child.
Yeah, wait, don't worry about getting rejected because rejection is just redirection. Rejection can be protection. And rejection can always lead to just a broader picture or a broader new perspective that you never thought you needed. DJ Gaston, where is he? Where is DJ Gaston?
Oh, my God. Because, girl, you're being so serious. This is the way to do it. We got to be messy. I mean, yeah, rejection is wah-wah. I wish I had a wah-wah sign. I don't right now. All I have is things to make people laugh. And that's what you got to do. But I don't know what's been going on with you because we actually haven't had time to, like, catch up because you've been traveling so much.
Oh, girl. Life has been kind of crazy these past couple months, but in a great way. I think 2024 was definitely transitional. I think that's why we took that break. Sometimes you really have to stop to get to the other side, and that's what me and Nunu did. So lately, I've just been traveling. I went to San Francisco. I'm going to Chicago. But other than that, I mean, I've been to New York for some Broadway shows. We went to Cowboy Carter out of the 12 cities that she went to. We went to one of those shows. Like, we are living life right now. You are Blue Ivy Carter right now. This is what... She didn't wear this, though. This would have ate, but there was no way she was going to wear this.
First of all, you know what? Just to address, we're going to get back to your life and travel. And wah, wah, wah. Rappy's great. But we're going to get into...
You're lucky I can't hear what you're saying.
We're going to get into Miss Knowles Carter. Diva, lover, obviously, my goddess, my everything. Obviously, but we can't go see her in DC anymore. Okay, we are done seeing her in Washington DC and anywhere that calls itself DC because she don't fuck with us, and that's okay. A lot of people don't fuck with us. RuPaul, Beyonce, you know, the DMV is a very special kind of creature, and they rejected us. Okay,
no. I don't want to take in this narrative. I don't accept this narrative. It's just so, like, to me, it's giving, like, such, like insegura energy. Like, you're not, like, insecure energy. Because, bitch, why are you projecting? She came out of 12 cities in the world. She chose DC, number one. Us twice, number two. She chose us twice. She could have just chose us one time. She chose us twice. Don't blame the unfortunate rubble that it is. Is at what used to be FedEx Field, which is what I call FedEx
Northwest
Field.
Northwest Stadium, how dare you?
Girl, Northwest, my ass, bitch. If it was in Northwest, it would be a much better stadium. How about that? It's literally just fucking Bullpen Senior. It's literally, I'd rather just go to the bullpen than FedEx Field. Beyonce, just come to the bullpen. You'll love it there. It'll be a nice, intimate concert. I'll pay a good amount of money for that experience. Anything. Just don't make us go back there. Jesus Christ. So don't blame it on her. I don't think Beyonce hates us. That's crazy.
No, she does. She does. Because let's be clear. And I have to be honest here. You know, yeah. Rafi and I have seen Beyonce at this location three times. Three separate eras on the run tour. 2018, 2023, 2024, mm-hmm. for Renaissance, and then 2025, obviously, for Kyway Carter. Different times, before COVID, after COVID, all that. Every time she comes to us, her set list is not what the others give. And this goes back to 2018, okay? Now, 2018 happened, that was like July, right? They had just released the Carters when Juneteenth was becoming a thing. Beyonce did not make Juneteenth. That's just how I recognize it. And she didn't do like none of them songs. But then she went to the other cities and did them songs. Then we get to Renaissance. She ain't bringing no more people out from Renaissance. Right. Then we get to Cowboy Carter. We ain't had no 16 carriages, no car, no Jay-Z, no Miley Cyrus. And that's cool because it was hell. I want to describe that to you. It felt like pure hell at the Cowboy Carter tour. It was hot. I've never seen Beyonce that sweaty in my life. I love Beyonce. I've seen her literally 10 times.
A child was sweating. A child. Blue Ivy was wiping sweat off her face. Like, that is another level of heat that I really hope did not scare her away to perform. But why would, again, stop performing in the summer, okay? I'd rather be wearing a cute little coat. First of all, you know people are going to dress up in your concert.
You gotta perform in the summer. The kids got school. Fuck you, man.
What? Why would a kid be there? Why would a kid be there? No, stay at home. It's after their bedtime. So, no. And man, also, another thing. Let's talk about it. I always, those three times that we went to Northwest Stadium, or formerly known as FedEx Field, I remember the travel there. This was the easiest. I took a shuttle bus this time. Highly recommend. I believe it's called
Senate
Shuttles. It was super easy. However, let's talk about it. The best location to me in DC to go, and I've never had an issue, girl, in, out, in the matter of 5 minutes, is Capital One, two, three, Capital One Arena, formerly known as Verizon Center, formerly known as something.
No shade to the girls. I just, because we had a kid, Nicki Minaj. I just wanted to go in, go out. You know, once this concert's done, you just got to walk a block over to get an Uber, you feel me, and go home. It never gives that. Like, it just, it's so easy. And I hate Maryland.
But Beyonce, don't listen to them. She does not, I know you don't hate us. Why would you hate a place you go to every concert? That's crazy. Unless she just makes a lot of money. Maybe that would explain it too.
But we had a good time because then TikTok said it was going to be the trenches out there. I had my nice floor seats. I got there right before the show started. I had a great time, honey. Oh, shout out to Beyonce. Shout out to everybody. But you saw the people that got the suite? Like, how do we afford the suite that had the buffet and the Beyonce cookies and the view and all that?
I know that someone told me that either we're in a suite situation or for this concert or for another experience, they did a suite. And I was like, girl, okay, I see you. I feel like they said that they were in the suite. Yeah, they were in the suite for this concert for Beyonce. And I was like, how? What? Where? But then I didn't ask those questions because also once you start asking those questions, girl, they know that you're not of the life and they don't need to know that. So you just
Just act like you know. And what y'all need to know is something that really has been up for us this year is the reggaeton brunches. So shout out to reggaeton brunch. Shout out to all the people coming. That has been consistently up. Even though me and Rafi personally probably face a lot of anxiety around it, which feels like many rejections, but it's not. It's not. It's all fictitious.
I mean, I feel like reggaeton brunch came from rejection, don't you think?
Ooh. Oh, that's deep. That's deep.
Okay, put it.
You ain't that for me. I just got it. Wait till up low. I'm about to be just like DJ Ramsey. I know. For come out of rejection. I guess it did for you. For me, ChatGPT.
Like, I will say,
I don't give you that narrative.
I do think that as someone who created social media content and a DJ in nightlife who's gay, that I've had to find my own lane. Like, I can't rely on payola. I can't rely on people putting me on. I have to kind of create my path lane. And unfortunately, there's pluses and minuses to everything in life, and I definitely appreciate what has come out being constantly rejected and kind of rerouted. But I think now, like I said, going back to where we started, this year has just been so transformative in so many ways. Reggaeton Brunch, I mean, we've just been, I mean, it's so relieving to see something just almost be able to maintain itself and get minimal to no actual like spotlight or recognition from outside sources. Like, it's pure word of mouth. It's pure.
No promo, no payola.
No payola.
And what we mean by that is, again, we're not associated with like a restaurant that already has business, right? We're bringing in people to the space at a time that people don't usually come to the space. So it really is just from the ground up, and Rafi does so much to curate, host it, manage it, and I'm excited to see where it goes. It's been just such a vibe this year. Like, it's been so good.
That's the goal with me traveling to Chicago and San Francisco. The goal is to take this party internationally, because I believe in what we do. I believe in giving a platform to Latino, Latine performers and uplifting their platform on their cities and locally too. I think that, like I said, I know what we do is so one of a kind and unique that when other Latin parties come in to DC from being DC, I don't even like worry about it, because at the end of the day, no one is doing what we're doing in the way that we do it. And that is a fact.
A Fendi fact, a big fact. Just like the summer is outside just being so hot is a fact. How are you dealing with the heat wave? I just want to know.
I'm so glad that it hasn't affected our brunches. I'm glad that, I mean,
and it's it could hot. Be so like, much worse. I literally throw water on myself
last, last tea about Reggaeton Brunch, little gem here. The most relaxed group of people that are at Reggaeton Brunch are the performers in the back, because y'all are in an icebox now. Thank you, El Rey, for fixing that for them, because they are taken care of over there, honey. They're not an ounce of sweat on those foreheads. Nudu has to drink a couple margaritas to step outside. You notice what she's...
Oh,
you know that Nudu stops feeling the heat when she's had a couple... What is it? Proseccos?
Prosecco. Gotta have the big glass of Prosecco. Big Prosecco.
Thank you, Bobby. You know he's straight.
Everyone at El Rey is straight.
That's so crazy. But he's very flirty. Oh my God, I hope he doesn't listen to this podcast.
Shout out to Beep. No, I'm just kidding. But no, yeah, it's honestly not as hot as you thought it would be. But honestly, it really has been. I have actually overheated at brunches so far this year. I have just overheated, got my life together, and got right back out there. Because when you get to this age, and how you have all this fabric.
What age, Nunu? No, I'll never forget DJing, picture it, Sicily, DJing at El Rey as an organizer, and then my co-organizer in this event walks up to me with her puke breath and says, I just puked in the bathroom, but I'm ready to party.
That has never happened.
That didn't happen?
I have thrown up.
Am I thinking about the rock story, or were you going to tell a different story?
I've never had puke breath, but I've definitely thrown up multiple times at El Rey, for sure. That is the place I've thrown up most in DC. Absolutely.
You've thrown up multiple times at Reggaeton Brunch?
So
you mean to tell me there have been patrons and you have talked about it on the podcast that people have thrown up at you have shamed them to a point, and that you yourself are going in the bathroom.
I wish you
in a bowl. You know what? Every time you puke, I'm taking $25 off your pay for PR.
Just for PR. No, it's been up. We had the Casamigos sponsorship this year. Pride was lit. Everything's been up. But the summer, the temperatures have also been up. I've been beyond. I can't go outside. I think we don't have an ozone. I think the world's on fire. And I think Trump is going to take it to a...
Boo! Shut up. I don't want to talk about Trump. Girl, next. I keep this in. Stop talking about him. I'm over it. Shut up. Like, we don't care, okay? Period. Girl, like, we get it. Like, y'all give him so much energy. Like, y'all give him so much energy. And at the end of the day, you know when people get bullied, or like when they feel like they're being bullied and they go into that storyline of like, man, people are so obsessed with me. I don't know why, like, they're just so obsessed with me. That's what y'all are doing for him by doing all the like the antics that y'all do for like clout. That's what's going on. So like,
you're telling the people to reject him, honey.
Right. Reject him. Like, just like stop talking about him. That's why I barely talk about that man. I don't talk, unless I'm making fun of him, I'm not talking about that man. So whatever he's doing, look it up at one of these real news sources. But girl, I'm not talking about that man anymore. I'm so drained by him.
That brings us to our first game, Rafi. Reject or respect, okay?
Okay.
From Brown, you got to be up. Come on, you got to be up.
Okay.
Exactly. Reject or respect. Now, in this game, we're going to name some scenarios or people in culture and say whether Rafi or I reject or respect them. But we got to tell them why. And this is going to be a speed round. This is messy, and we've never seen these prompts before. Are you ready, Rafi, to reject or respect?
I do that often, so.
Okay, let's go. First up, people who say, I'm brutally honest, but are just rude. Reject or respect?
No, okay, there's a level of that. And I think I reject that. Like, be honest.
Why?
Brutally honest is one thing, but like, you know exactly, it's like, it's borderline that like white gay that's just mean, but he tries to be funny and mean, but it's just mean. That, like, that's what it gives when you say something like that. If you say like, no, some people need hard love or like, you know, some realness sometimes. Yeah, that makes sense. But like, I'm just brutally honest all the time. Girl, shut up.
So I'ma say respect, because let me tell you, and my job is all about the politics, even though it's education, about politics. And the people I respect are the bitches that are just fucking bitches. The people that are really honest and they do be spilling tea, but it's always fucking me.
And that's fine.
I'm like, you know what? Yes, gather the girls. I kind of live for it just a little bit because it's entertaining to me. So I love people like that. It's a key. It's a key.
I want to reiterate, I do appreciate like honesty, but I'm talking about in a reference to when people say it like that, like, oh, I'm just brutally honest. No one can handle, like, no, that's not it. So you're just being mean. No, you're just mean. Some people just like to be mean.
All right, next one up. Having your mom and your close friends on Instagram, reject. That's weird. So sorry.
Wait, having my mom as my close friend?
In the close friends in Instagram.
I don't do thirst traps on my close friends.
I mean, I don't do close friends, but close friends, okay, just a little tangent. Is it egotistical? Yes. Like, it gives, like, oh, this is my diary, and I really want people to, like, really care about me when you tell your story. And, like, it don't matter to me. I've never done it because it just gives
it's
Tumblr.
More work. It's more work.
It also more work. Like, why do I care which is my real thing, which is my not thing? And I don't know. If you want to be a hoe, be a hoe. If you want to, you know, say you want to, you know, die a little bit, just say you want to die in public. Don't you gonna put you in close friends? Why? I want to know. Tell everyone, because maybe other people got, you know, solutions. Well, I got to know.
People are saying that. No, my all the close friends that I've been associated with.
Yeah.
You spilling other people's close friends is crazy. insane. And I already know who she's talking about based off the close friend stories that she's told me. So wow.
I never tell anything. You knew all it was a secret.
No, but the close friends, I thought it's just people like, I'm adding this, so you just already, it's literally a green flag for me to tell you, hey, come look at me, come look at what I look like with a shirt every occasionally, and then sign these DMs when I want you to. That's what it feels like. It doesn't feel like a guaranteed shot either. It just feels like...
No, it just feels like advertising. It feels like I want attention.
A pool of targeted advertisements.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. So it's a reject for me.
I'm a very neutral. I don't reject it because
I... You gotta choose that. Reject or respect. Ain't no neutral in this shit.
It makes my job easier, so I respect it.
Perfect. Next one. Texting. What are we after the third hookup? Reject or respect?
What are we after the third hookup?
Yes. I'm going to say respect because I love a crazy bitch. When you're a little crazy, it's kind of fun, right?
Wait, hookup or date?
Just hookup. This is just a third hookup.
No.
Like, I feel like, let's be crazy.
I think hookup, if it's just been like hookup, like we haven't left the bedroom. No, that's too much, girl. Like, we don't have to do all that. But if we are like... by the second hookup, if that's the vibe, then we've already gone on a date. So then we could start saying something like that. I'll put those dates together. But if it's been three consecutive bedtime stories, then girl, you know what it is. Hello.
So you said reject.
I reject that.
Ooh.
Again, but I reject it now. I would have done that a long time ago, if that makes it easier on people.
Now, the next one is funny. People who ghost you and then watch all your stories. You hate this one.
I reject
it. Reject it. There's no way, because it's just no way to respect it, because it obviously gives scary behavior to me. Like, if you couldn't say to me, why are you watching my stuff? It just feels like you want to objectify me. You want to see me, but you don't want to know me.
Wow. Nunu knows me.
Know me Malone.
Which is what you're giving, no shame.
Yeah, definitely reject.
I like this game.
Posting gym thirst traps with a Bible verse caption.
Reject. I was going to say respect. Y'all. I was going to say respect if it was just that. But if you're adding the Bible, don't bring God into this.
Because we're in D.C., I don't see a lot of stuff in the DMV because, you know, y'all are heathens out here. But I'm from the South, right? So people put Bible verses on everything, right?
Even thirst traps?
And no, it's such a funny thing. Oh, my God. I remember, I'll never forget, it's a funny story in our friend group when there was this guy who was obsessed with my best friend in the bar. And he was like a big muscle dude. And he was like, oh, yeah, what's your favorite Bible verse? And she like told him. And then like she never actually even went on a date with him. But he like got it tattooed on his body.
Oh, well, now, okay.
He has OnlyFans.
Okay. Okay.
And I think that, like, why bring God into it?
I mean, why bring God into that? But like, if you have a Bible verse tattooed on your arm and you do OnlyFans, I think that's fine.
All this is respect for you?
No, reject a Bible verse trap. But if you tattoo a Bible verse on your arm and decide to do OnlyFans, sure, go for it. Those are two different things, in my opinion.
Reject, respect.
But someone from the South would be a little bit more rigid.
Yes, I think I want to separate it. It's like separation of church and state. You know what I mean? Next one up. The friends who always bring their partner to the function.
Reject. How about this? Never have I ever.
Okay. Obviously, it's a reject because I definitely believe in having a balance with your life. Like, I feel like if your partner always has to be around, then like, something's going on, sister.
But you do like having your man by you.
Yeah, but also like I like having everything balanced. Like I feel like if you're going out and no one has a partner, then like no one should have their partner. It shouldn't be like everyone and one partner.
I believe for sure.
I just think it should be like either we're bringing people or we're not bringing people. Because if we're doing girls' night, if you're just going out for a drink and you know the messy talk you have, it's not the locker room talk. What do you call it for girls? What's the girl version of locker room talk?
Oh, like girl talk, like girl code. Like it's girl code.
Girl code, all that. Like, just want to be able to have that without the man there just to be messy and have fun. So, feels like targeted for me. But this says drag queens who only do ballads and walk slowly.
I respect it. Dude, don't worry. I respect
it. You gotta respect it, Diva.
You gotta respect a good park and bark.
I mean, at the end of the day, I showed up.
At the end of the day, you're taking home tips as well.
Right. I was still here. And I want to wake it up. A few years ago, bitches was really, really clowning the doll about not wearing nails, not wearing breasts, not wearing high heels. And now all the girls in the brunch like, yeah, it don't matter because you're going to get paid the same. That's what I've been saying, goofies. That's what I've been saying. Like, wake it up.
How about I'll come up with a hot topic right now for reject or respect. Performers who don't read the room at a local spot and just perform what they want to. If they want to perform something that's just not going to resonate with the crowd that's going to be there, reject or respect.
Okay, it is no shade. It really is no shade. It's definitely a reject because obviously drag is art and da-da-da and community and da-da-da. But like, I feel like if you're getting paid to do things, you're getting booked, then you got to match whatever you're getting booked for. And yes, it does give me the willies a bit when I see y'all just performing whatever. Like, why are y'all performing like My Chemical Romance at 8 a.m.? Like, it's crazy. Or like, y'all be at like Latino events and being like, girl, you know what? I got to perform like Ariana Grande. It's crazy. Like, I don't get it.
There is a level of reading the room that I like I said, Nunu is definitely, because I think I was a little bit more open to performance styles early on as someone who was booking people. But I definitely believe, like, at this point, I know an audience, or at least the audience that I'm creating, and they want to get fucked up. They want to have fun. They want to, like, be pumped up. So, like, anything political or anything that's going to be, like, emotional, girl.
Like, ballads can work if you're doing right, but, like, it got to be something people, everyone knows they can have fun with. Like, it really
and
is about.
And mix it up. Mix exactly. It can't be one ballad. It can't be one ballad.
Oh, yeah, girl, don't do, it's brunch, especially brunch, specifically for brunch. It can't just be one song. That's insane.
That's insane. Okay. There's some absolutely performers that we have not called back when it's just when they just say, go do this, girl.
If you don't put some mixes and some splices,
right,
put some horns up in there, girl, and do something. I don't think any, I mean, not that you, y'all got me, obviously, everyone's different, but like, I feel like for a lot of us, I feel like I change songs like every 60 seconds. It's like 60 seconds to 2 minutes is like the max I'll go, because after 2 minutes, it's like TikTok, girl. We gotta keep moving.
Yeah. I believe in a good ballad, but if you're going to ballad it up at a brunch, you better medley that shit up. Medley that shit up. Because I heard it on TikTok where someone was like, you have to respect what the performer is doing, and if they want to perform what they want to perform, you got to just sit there and respect it. And I just feel like that rule does not apply to any other performer in any single
respect
world.
Me.
Respect my time. I'm over here trying to support you, but like, imagine if we went to Cowboy Carter, and she actually did not perform any Cowboy Carter.
Like, she was like, y'all, I'm performing B-sides from Destiny's Child.
B-sides, and then B-sides from,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Girl. Like, I would live, but not everyone would live. And I also feel like you sign up for, like, if I want to see, like, political drag, art, all that stuff, I would go to, like, that type of event, you feel me? I don't want to see that.
Also, sell the fuck out of it. Don't come here with timid toes performing a ballad and then think that people are going to be like, yes, mama, you just...
And again, exactly. Not saying that you can do it. The only way it works is if you sell it. Now, you can sell anything. You can have the most political, the most random song, but if you're selling it, give it. But
Nunu has
really
done
saying is don't do it that way.
Ballads at Rainbow Brunch. She can... Trust me. You should really talk to the girls.
I am the original Park to Bark winner for DC.
You are. Yeah. You really ate though. Yeah. So,
the last one, and it's just one, is just for Raffy, DJing with a Spotify playlist and good vibes.
I did that for 3 months for Reggaeton Brunch and transitions from high, like booking DJs to finally just DJing it myself. And so respect if you have an executive plan. But if you have no executive plan and you're just going to think you're going to get away with that for like 3 or 4 or 5, 7 months, no, that's just not going to work. You have to really like have an executive plan to move forward, or else it's dead before it started. People are going to, again, the audience is smart. People are smart. You need to give customers a lot of credit. If they see that, humans are just going to go to a shady place when they see that kind of shit. No shade, right? They're going to go there.
I mean, boots.
So, reject. But again, if you needed to transition between 3 months, great. Do that. But 3 months is a cutoff, bitch.
Let's get to our main discussion. Of course, rejection as redirection. And really talking about how we've processed and how we think other people, especially as queer POCs and just in the world nowadays, how we can process it. How have you been rejected, Raffy?
Oh my God. I mean, I think there's been a couple key critical moments where I feel like I got rejected that really felt like they changed the projection of where my life was going to go. The first time was when I got rejected from UNC Wilmington. Right. I mean, and that's so fine because I was hard.
Y'all don't know, y'all. That is just the bottom. Just,
it's like, no shade. In North Carolina, that school may matter like a little bit.
It but only now, matters if you care about the beach. If you do not care about the beach, it's
if
literally
you don't care about the beach. It's not going to change your life either. I mean, they have a quote unquote good film school, but girl, it's just not worth the culture of that.
It's marine biology, and they just be collecting sea stars.
But that's the real good school there. So that one, then it was SoulCycle when I got rejected from SoulCycle.
Yeah.
And then the last one was getting rejected from multiple like DC gay bars as they were opening up, and I would promote them. and they never reached out to like work with me or try to like collaborate. And I think those are the three times I felt like rejection. And I mean, when I look that in hindsight, when you pull the mirror back, you really see like those are three different white organizations or predominantly white experiences that just I was just would be forcing myself in. So that's when I said, like, it's protection. You're kind of protecting your peace. Imagine me doing SoulCycle. There's apparently, like, I don't know if you've heard about this, but there's a SoulCycle instructor in DC that's going viral because he's like yelling at his students and being a dick to people. Mind you, the couple times I went to SoulCycle, the instructors were fine, but the culture in there is rancid. Like, it's actually rancid. Yeah,
if you guys don't know, SoulCycle is a fitness experience where you go to a place and pay a lot of money to be on a bike. They play random generic music, and then they tell you to, you know, work hard, and then you feel better about yourself because you paid a lot of money to be there. As you all know, I don't work out my body, so I don't know anything about souling, cycling, but...
You don't have a soul.
Exactly. And why would I put my soul there? That would break right. My soul.
$45 for a class is kind of crazy. But like I said, those are three experiences. I think boutique fitness in general is just a very like isolating thing. And so imagine if I would have gone SoulCycle, I would have that cycle of feeling like an outcast would have continued. And that would have just like led to other things. So I think, like I said, Reggaeton Brunch, what we're doing now, Wait, Don't Do It, came from feeling like we don't have accessible platforms for ourselves. So we decided to be like, fuck it. People are going to listen regardless. If people are not listening, it's a diary at the end of the day. And I think that's where I think those are the moments where I feel like rejection really came, like core memories for me for rejection. What are yours?
I don't really experience rejection.
I will say, like, your makeup, your cheeks look so porcelain right now. Like, wow. Wow. And this is not even the pristine edit of this camera. That's really good. You look really good. Yeah, I can't compliment you.
Absolutely. Everyone should. Okay. Everyone should. No, I definitely been rejected. I feel rejected, especially the new in a lot of ways. Early on, I had to watch a lot of people who were not as talented as me, who were, you know, doing the same things as me. And I still deal with it now. Get right a billion followers, especially when that was a thing on Instagram and TikTok. Just get followers for just being really white or being skinny or just being mediocre. And so it caused me to pull back, and I have to hide likes and stuff on Instagram because I just couldn't handle the idea of it. So I'm in a better place with it when I remove myself from it. I think that it helped me focus just on myself.
Yeah.
But it is hard. Me and Rafi talk about this idea that perception is so in reality because people really view things in a distorted way from what we view them. I think we get this notion that people think we have everything going great in our lives. Nunu gets everything. Rafi has everything. Things are just so great. And we are grateful and stuff, but, like, I think we had to work so hard for everything. And so you have to, like, we've had to humble ourselves. We've had to, you know, pay out. We've had to change. We've had to fight. We've had to go through so much to get to where we are. And I think the thing is, rejection is still happening, right? In recent times, I guess in the hiatus, right, we started doing a lot of different projects. Rafi doing more DJing. I started doing more drag musical theater. I've been in a couple of productions, a lot of lead roles. And I wanted to do this upcoming production, and I wanted the lead role. And it's a play that means so much to me, but I didn't get it, D-Butts.
I was so surprised when you told me you didn't get it.
I wasn't surprised. I mean, it's weird because when you really want something, and especially when you get to this age, right, when you get past 30, you're like, oh my God, still wanting things and dreaming. It's a lot of energy, right? Because when you're young, it's so easy to feel ambitious about everything. But to kind of have to go through it again was interesting. But what I mainly felt was gratitude. It's only because of the TikTok trend and, you know, how I grew up and, you know, where I'm at spiritually and what has happened this year. But I really feel so grateful. I think when I don't get things, when things don't work out the way I plan, if you just leave with gratitude and just thanking, you know, how to review with God, the universe, whoever is protecting you and saying, you know, maybe this was not for you. it really helps that mindset. So I'm just so grateful. And it's not like shade to the production, because I'm sure it's gonna be great, but I guess it wasn't for me, and that's fine. And it means I need to be doing other things, and I am protected from that experience, so that I can do the things I'm supposed to be doing and encourage others and continue my destiny. So I'm okay, but you still have to deal with the feelings,
right? Absolutely. Like, that's the hardest part, is dealing with those, because you immediately go to your worthiness sometimes. But at the end of the day, like I said, I don't want to, like, I don't, when we say, like, it wasn't meant for me because, you know, it's for, like, white people or da-da-da. Also, I think we have to also just see these are on the other side, and, like, be like, these people are just living the life the way they see it for themselves. So that's just a reflection of, like, what I can do for myself is live in the reality that I'm making for myself. And like I said, we now have platforms where, like, I'm not saying that you were rejected because you were Black or it was a white people, or, but, like, at the end of the day, now you have the power and the freedom to do things for yourself, and you don't have to really bend over backwards to be liked or being to be put to the next level. And I think that's always something I've seen, is that the people have stopped you. People that we've always said, oh my God, they get a lot of opportunities, people really support them. And I'm not saying it's warranted or not, but we always say, like, oh, they're really supported. And people have, those same people have come to you and be like, oh my God, I feel like no one likes me, or I feel like, you know, I feel like I'm being rejected. You never know what people are feeling. You never know what your people are doing. And sometimes when they take these gigs that they think are going to be satisfying, they really have to kind of, that's what kind of fucks it up for you, right? Like, if you feel like you have to kind of be a presentation of yourself in a space, it's never going to be fully gratifying. And I think that's why Reggaeton Brunch has been so gratifying for us, is that we've earnestly treated it like a space where you can have fun, and we're not going to judge you. We're just going to laugh with you. And I think
absolutely. That
is, like, our brand, and I'm just so proud of that. And so the fact that, like I said, I think true happiness comes from that. So never feel like you're going to get, feel your feelings, feel that rejection, but just don't ever go to your worth, because you have so much power. And, like, believing that an organization, person, thing took away all that for you, you know, like, imagine a world where you give everybody that much power in life. No.
Absolutely. We are absolutely here to tell you absolutely. I'm just kidding. I just like to say absolutely. No, for real, it's really about understanding that that door that's closed wasn't meant to keep you out. It was just meant to guide you to where your magic will be appreciated, where you will feel seen. And it ultimately leads us to the point of the episode.
But I really, like, do not think that we were meant to be in each other's lives. I really do believe that.
And it's bringing us to the conclusion of our episode. Wade, don't take it personally. Sometimes it's not you, it's them, and that's okay. You can just move on and keep it pushing. And by moving on, it means taking what is special about you, what's great about you, and putting it and finding other people that resonate your light.
But also remember, when we say it's not you, it's them, you don't also have to be like, it's them as a villainizing way. It's also just, it's their reality too. Like, girl, like,
you're not everyone's cup of tea, honey, and that's okay.
That's so fine. They're not your cup of tea.
You don't have to be everyone's show, divas.
Nunu told me this, everything has balance. And after she said that to me, I saw so much balance in life. And I think that perception, I really say that, like, that really gave me so much perspective of, like, yeah, there's always a balance. You can't have the riches without the lonesome or the sadness or the isolation, because not a lot of people have that. But, like, it's just, like, a very interesting thing how life works like that. So.
Thank you all for listening. As always, make sure you follow Reggaeton Brunch DC on Instagram for all of our upcoming events, activities. Our next brunch is August 30th, Labor Day weekend. Our Carol G
Traba Coqueta. Traba Coqueta.
How did you come up with that title, man?
You're putting on a Carol G brunch and you don't know where Traba Coqueta came from, because it came from her album, Tropa Coqueta. And Traba Coqueta means trabajar, which is Labor Day weekend. So I came up with it for that.
So make sure you join us for for Tropical Cats, honey. Where can they find you at, honey? That's about that.
Y'all can find me at Weight Raffy. You can find me at the gym recently. I've been working out again. You can find me Grindr. I haven't even been on Grindr lately. Damn.
Make sure you follow your girl at Nunu Paris, Instagram, Venmo, Cash App, whatever, all the stuff. So you can keep up with all our antics. We have a lot of fun stuff coming up, and we can't wait to see you in real life. So make sure you follow us, listen to us. Thank you to our listeners, our supporters. We love you.
If you listen to us, please let us know you're listening, because we are watching. We just saw the numbers. Y'all are listening. Thank you for waiting for a year. Actually, though, thank you for waiting for a year for us to come back. We checked the numbers recently, and we were, like, gagged at the amount of retention that we had. So thank you for listening to us. So please interact with us, DM us, show us some love. If you're hate listening to us, girl, also leave a hate comment so we know that who you are, at least. Like, it's okay. We love you.
Let us reach out to you in person. No, I'm just kidding. We love you all, and we can't wait to see you for the next episode.
Bye, beautifuls.
Thanks for listening to the episode. Make sure to follow at Weight Raffy and at Nunu Paris for all updates, especially about reggaeton brunch and when you're going to party with us. We'll see you there. Mwah.